do not want cold hands while you grab my balls. Proceeds to remove himself from me at this point. Check. Welcome to this edition of the Pod Smack Podcast. I like how I changed up the intro a little.
I do, good job.
I am Dan Balboni.
Shannon Cooley.
And I guess let's get to the crux of this. Well, this is a special episode because we're recording on a Friday night as opposed to a Saturday morning, which is different for us. And I want to get our email address out there. It's podsmack1@gmail.com. Our Twitter is getpodsmack1, and our Facebook page is, I believe, getpodsmack as well. I can't remember. Yep. Well, you'll find it if you really care.
This is Podsmack Primetime.
I'm thinking about changing everything, though, to make it easier, because those stupid Australians have that name Podsmack first.
I know.
I think about maybe just changing everything to Podsmack USA. Make it easier.
I don't know. I'm going
to be good.
Or just,
you know,
US.
Either way, I don't care. Or we can just change the whole name. I don't really care either way. Anyhow, we just to update, if Joe Jones is unfortunately not with us, he's up in New Hampshire this weekend. Seems like he always seems to find something to do.
He's at Lake Winnipesaukee. That's where I went camping this summer, so... Two out of the three of us have been to Lake Winnipesaukee.
You know who else goes to Lake Winnipesaukee?
Who?
Mitt Romney.
Does he?
Yes. And
he goes to the other side, though.
The rich side?
Yeah, because we were on the Laconia side, and that's definitely not where he goes, because that's where the bikers are.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine that goes up for that every once in a while. Have you ever been up with when the bikers were up there?
Oh, no.
Not the biker scene isn't your thing?
Not that it's not my thing. Just I have a feeling I would say something wrong or look at someone the wrong way, and I don't want to disrespect anybody. So, yeah, I just try to steer clear of that whole thing. And I don't know anything about motorcycles. Like, it's like, oh, that looks like a really nice bike. And they'd be like, this is a piece of crap. And I'd be like, well, I like the way it looks. I like the colors.
Well, you watch Sons of Anarchy, don't you?
I do watch Sons of Anarchy. But I don't know anything about the bikes.
So you can fake it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they would love that. I watch Sons of Anarchy. I know about your bike.
We did get an email in this week from Shannon's brother-in-law, Lauren, and I'll maybe I'll just read it to you. Let's see if I find it. Oh, crap, wrong one. Gmail. That's what's the problem when you have, like, 30 different email addresses.
I've had the same email address, I think, for about 20 years.
No, he didn't send it there. No, I set one up just for the podcast. Just for Podmas. But you know what he did? He sent it to my personal email. So maybe I shouldn't read it because it doesn't count. Because he didn't send it to the...
Still counts. I want to know. Was he mad at me for talking about mad at us? Family dinners?
Mad at us? No. The initial email said, great podcast this week. My favorite line was definitely putting in a can is one of my favorite things. Apparently, he went on to elaborate. Apparently, he had to rewind it because he thought I said putting it in the can. Putting it in a can.
Yeah.
And then he went on to say, I'll pretend I didn't hear the stuff about dinner at my parents' house. So I made, So I said, well, you know, I hope we didn't offend you. We weren't trying to be offensive. And he basically said he didn't care.
Yeah. It's all right.
He goes, of course, it didn't offend me. I thought it was great.
The great thing about dinner at my in-law's house is Lauren is the only one that has less patience than I do. So I'm never the one that gets in trouble because he's always the one that gets mad first. And I'm like usually like right behind him. So it's like right before I'm about to... you know, blow up at somebody for saying something or doing something, he's like, I'm done with this! He's out of here. So, thank you, Lauren, for having less patience than I do. I appreciate that.
So, Sharon, how was your week?
My week was okay. It was long. It felt like the longest week ever. Right about Monday night when I got home, I was like, is it Friday yet? I don't understand, but we made it through.
Anything interesting happen or not so good or...
Anything good? Well, we're doing Tell Me Something Good because...
Oh, we can hold off on that. I have two stories that don't fit in Tell Me Something Good. So if you want, I can go to how my week went.
You can know how your week went because I actually did have something good happen to me.
Okay, so. Well, I had something that could have been on Tell Me Something Good, but actually it ended up not being what we thought it was. But I'll give you the story.
All right.
And hopefully my wife didn't tell you the story before I got back from picking up the pizzas.
No, we were talking about your... attempts at making babies, so.
Oh, God.
So this is the good part about being a lesbian, is I get to hang out with the girls and get all the girl talk, and then I get to hang out with the boys and have all the boy talk, and so I get both sides of the story.
All right. Well, let's just start with my first thing. We're,
And Dan's now bright red, as red as his shirt, so.
We were heading up to Home Depot on Saturday. The reason why really doesn't matter. But we're heading up and we're going up. Most people aren't going to know where I'm talking about, but we're going up Porter Road and that kind of forks into Stony Hill Road. You know where I'm talking about. So right where this road forks, we're at a stop sign and there's a car on the side of the road and it looks like the person's waving everyone past her. So, you know, I go through the stop sign as I'm driving. I look over and we see an older lady in there and she's got one of those tubes that goes into her nose.
Oh, the air.
Yeah, and all of a sudden she's screaming, help, help, waving, like trying to wave us down. So, you know, I look at my mirror, same on the brakes, put in reverse. I figured, you know, we got a medical emergency going on. So we get up to her and we ask her, you know, what's wrong, what's wrong? Do you know how to get to Parker Street?
That was her emergency?
She's screaming, help, help, at cars driving by because she has lost.
Because she needed to take a left turn?
Yeah, basically, yeah. And at first I thought, okay, well, I'm trying to explain to her. And she goes, yeah, I was just on Parker Street, and somehow I ended up here. I'm like, you could go back the way you just came.
You can't just turn around.
Yeah. Basically, for people who don't know the area I'm talking about, is if she turns around, you drive to a four-way stop, and then she was going to the East Long Meadow side, you go to the next four-way stop and you take a left. That's where she needed to go. So she was literally, I would say, about a half a mile away from where she probably was. Meanwhile, at this point, as I'm explaining to her, I look in my rearview mirror. Now there's a line of cars behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like utterly just shocked that someone would just scream, help, help, for directions.
She kind of like pulled into many of one of the businesses or anything around there. And...
There was not, well, where she was at that point, there was really there was nothing around.
Houses, yeah.
But I would just, you know, basically turn around and go back the way I came.
Well, that's why old people should have to take their driver's license test again and should get their licenses taken away from them.
I felt like taking away her oxygen tank.
Like, you don't deserve this. No, I'm going to give it to someone more deserving.
Obviously, it's not helping your brain.
Obviously,
at all.
You didn't get to your brain.
So, and then the other incident I had, and I don't know, again, I don't know what you girls were talking about while I was gone, but I had a doctor's appointment this week.
Okay.
Was there any discussion about my doctor's appointment?
There was a little bit of a discussion, but I didn't know. I don't know what happened at the doctor's
appointment. Okay. Well, why I had a doctor's appointment is immaterial. It was basically, there's a couple things that occur at a doctor's appointment, and one of them I've experienced before, and I like to call that the ball check.
Is that the turn and cough?
More or less, yeah. But the way the doctor, and, you know, it was funny because Well, the doctor didn't necessarily say he was going to do it. I kind of saw it coming a mile away, and he's especially at the point where he says, "Drop your pants and underwear." I kind of said, "All right, he's going to grab my balls."
Oh yeah, there has to be a warning.
Yeah, you know, it's happened before to me. I'm like, fine. The thing I can do without is the talking to me while he's doing it because he's talking about what you know anything other than what he's doing, and I just felt like the only thing I need from you is to have your hands warm. No. I do not want cold hands. While you grab my balls.
Oh.
Because here's the thing. If you do that to me, I don't care if you're a doctor, I am going to pee on your hands. It's
really?
Gonna. It,
is that like a normal response?
I don't know if it's a normal response, but something I'm just going to do to you because there's no courtesy.
Yeah, that's so. Just rude.
However, the next thing to happen was something I really wasn't expecting.
Oh, did you get a prostate exam?
Well, I heard him mention something after this happened. I thought I heard the word prostrate earlier. However, the first time he told me to drop my pants and underwear, I was like, excuse me? Maybe thinking
I don't even get dinner first, what?
Well, the idea being that maybe if I say excuse me, maybe he'll change his mind. But no, so then he, after he grabbed my balls, He then tells me there's like a little bench or a thing you lay on. He told me to put my hands on that. And at that point, I realized we're going to get really close and personal.
Can you at least glove up?
You know what? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that. Now, part of me in my head was thinking, because way back when I had an exam, I had something that had to go up there once before. Mm-hmm. And while it was slightly uncomfortable, wasn't all that painful. It was like, okay, it was odd, whatever, fine. I could deal with that. So I was expecting it to be something similar. Not the same.
No, it's not.
No, it felt like he was trying to knock it out of my mouth, like right up the throat and out. I did not know this was coming the way it came, and it felt like he may have been elbow deep at one point.
Is this your normal doctor? Is this someone you go to all the time, or is this a new doctor?
I don't really have a dedicated primary physician.
Oh, okay.
My insurance plan doesn't require me to go to a private to select. I had a guy that I used to see a long time ago, but I don't even know where the hell he is now. It was too far to go. Because at the time when I had selected him, I was working in Connecticut, so I was very limited in Massachusetts who I could get on my plan. So, anyways, doesn't matter. Yes, he did wear a glove.
Okay. Well, that's important.
Although, I don't really care if he did or didn't, because that's his problem.
It's just gross.
Hey, it's not me. It's him. I don't... But,
well, there's fingernails and things to consider. At least if you have a glove on, you know, there's some protection.
Well, I really wasn't worried about that, because when he jammed, tears were coming out of my eyes. It hurt that bad.
You guys are such babies. How often does this happen to you? Is this like once every 5 years?
This is the first time it's ever happened to me.
With a ball cough thing, how often does that happen?
Happens more than I like, but if I ever go for a physical or anything, they usually try to...
Does it happen every year?
I don't go for physicals every year.
Okay, so you know what girls have to...
Oh, I understand.
Like, we have to go disrobe completely. Somebody checks our entire body for all sorts of things, places I don't want other people to be touching, and then go with cold implements, go in you and like scrape things out of your body. And then this year, I'll call the prostate exam, even though I don't have one. All of a sudden, with no warning, boop, like, what the hell is that? I don't have a prostate. There's no need to check there. Everything's fine. Everything comes out fine. Nobody needs to check that.
Yeah. Well,
a good thing was my wife went a couple weeks later and I told her what happened. I said, make sure they don't do that to you. It's surprising.
Well, just to finish the story, when he proceeds to remove himself from me at this point.
And you feel whole again.
Well, I don't know what to feel, because then he hands me a couple like Kleenexes or whatever to clean up myself.
In front of him?
Well, he looked away, but I just felt so dirty at that point. Yeah. I was just like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, at least you could buy me lunch for this. I mean, come on. But yeah, no, but again, with the talking while he's doing it, I don't need conversation. Just get in and get out.
I have the same GYN that I've been going to for several years. And she's a very nice lady. My wife goes to her too. And we have conversations, but when it's time for her to do her thing, she knows that this is the business part, and we're not going to be talking about, you know, recipes or whatever.
Yeah, so
she's at least respectful on that that case.
Yeah, but it was the same thing when I had to go to for that other thing I was telling you about. I had to go to a proctologist. And we'll get really disgusting now. I had what they call fissures.
Oh yeah.
You know what those are, right?
Yeah.
Because I did a lot of deadlifting, I have a lot of stress, internal stress, whatever. So I was having some. When you have those things, you get a lot of bleeding coming through that area. So I wanted to make sure there was nothing else wrong. And he inserted something in there to inflate my stomach, which was very interesting. So like I said, I was...
It must be really long.
Yeah, so like I said, it was a little different because...
But it was smaller, much smaller.
Like I said, I didn't get to look back there to see what he was doing.
Yeah.
But what was interesting after that experience was basically I was uncontrollable farting for like the next 3 hours because all the air was coming out of me from that time. He's like, yeah, you're going to be gassy for about a couple hours.
Well, I heard my friend had a colonoscopy done, and they said that they don't let you leave the hospital until you can pass gas.
Yeah.
To make sure that everything's okay down there.
I want to know what could possibly they do to you that would make you... Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not for another 9 years for me, I think. Apparently, though, I think my prostate is fine.
Oh, good.
At least he didn't say anything that would make me worried. So that was basically how, those were the highlights of my week.
That's a highlight your week. Good job. You saw my post on Facebook. Tell me something good. Yeah. Can I play the song? Is this where you put it in? I got canning supplies at 75% off. I literally paid $25 for $100 worth of canning supplies. All because I stumbled upon something. Like, and it's not one of those things where I planned a sale and I knew it was happening. I knew I was going to get a good deal. What happened was I took my son to gymnastics and I don't like hanging around in the hallway with all the other gymnastics moms because they're annoying and they all know each other and they all talk to each other. I don't want to talk to them. So I went to Dave's Soda and Pet Food City to get some dog food. Well, when I walked in, they had a bunch of lawn and garden stuff on clearance, 75% off. So I got one of those, you know, containers where you start the seeds in.
Yeah, yeah.
For like $4, and they're usually $12 or $3, whatever it was. I don't know. So I go down to the end of the aisle, and they have canning supplies. But this stuff was not marked 75% off. Everything else was clearly marked 75% off. So I grabbed one of them because it was still a good price. It was like $3.42 or something. And then I go get my dog food, and I check out, and he goes, okay, so you're... You know, your seed starter kit is three something, and your canning lids are 92 cents. I was like, what? He said, 92 cents. I'm like, he's like, is that too much? I was like, no, it's not too much. I'm like, is all that stuff over there 75% off? And he's like, yeah, we're getting rid of that whole section in the store, so it's all on clearance. I was like, I'll be right back. So I went out to my car, dumped my dog food, came back in, and cleared out their whole section.
That reminds me of a similar experience I had at Dick's, the sporting goods store, not to confuse with anything
else. Not the
else.
Prostate doctor.
But I went in there and I look at the golf stuff whenever I have to go in there, especially I go with my wife, she might be looking for something, I'm going to go into the golf area.
Oh, wait, can you imagine if the proctologist was named Dick? That would be funny.
Richard Long? Yes.
Sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
So I go into to Dick's and I'm looking at the, and they have, they usually don't have these there, but they had the, it's a certain type of graphite shaft for your irons and they're normally like $30 and I'm like looking and I can see that they got the thing on there. I'm like, geez, these things are on sale. They end up being like $10 or $9 a piece. So I bought all the ones they had there and then I proceeded to go, this was in West Springfield. I then proceeded to go to Enfield to buy out what they had there. And then I proceeded to go up to the one in Hadley to buy out what they had there.
Really?
I ended up with enough for a whole set and then like six spares. So I had probably picked up about 13 or 14 of them. And while it may have cost me $100 and something,
it was a lot cheaper. It was than a lot cheaper.
For normally when they go $30, I guess. And they're still sold online. Like, if you were going to go buy them anywhere else, they're still sold for, like, $30 a piece. But I guess they had them in stock at the Dick's, and they weren't selling them, so they were just getting rid of them as cheap as they could.
Wow.
So I was just calling them up. I'm like, yeah, any more in the back? You know, a lot of them had little scratches on them. Like, I don't care.
They're going to get scratched.
They're going to get scratched a lot when I'm playing. I sort of have something for Tell Me Something Good, though.
Oh, good.
It's not something with me directly, but something that's going on, and that's the McDonald's Monopoly game is back.
I know. I only need Short Line Railroad to win the $5,000 target.
Right. You want me to tell you what your chances of
getting
Short Line?
I know.
You saw that?
I saw it. It's not good.
What I was going to do is I was going to run down the list of properties, the tickets you need to get to know that you're going to win something. Because I guess the one website broke it down.
It's, you only need, like, what is it, 10 things? There's 10
ones. There's, if you get Mediterranean Ave, Vermont Ave, Virginia Ave, Tennessee Ave, Kentucky Ave, Ventnor, Pennsylvania, Boardwalk, or Short Line, you're going to pretty much be guaranteed to win one of the big prizes.
Yeah.
They're saying the other ones are pretty much a dime a dozen. So those are the ones you need to get.
Yeah.
And at least now they tell you, because at least now you know which ones, because I hate to try to hold on to these little ones. You never know if that's the one you need or not, because the other ones you can always get.
But you know you can put it in online, too, and win instant prizes?
Huh.
You got to put the play at mcd.com.
Yep.
And you put the code, there's codes on each little piece, and I already won a free Redbox movie.
Okay.
So you can win more things on there. But yeah, my odds for getting that short line radio are 1 in 150 million. So yeah.
And you get free gas for a year.
No, I get a $5,000 Target. These prizes, no. The prizes on here were not correct.
Oh, the one that's on
this thing. The prizes that were listed were not right.
Okay. I was going to say, free gas for a year would be awesome.
It was a $5,000 Target shopping experience, it was called.
Okay.
Which is what I would go into. I would go buy a bunch of those Xboxes and stuff like that, and then I would resell them and get the cash.
Do you remember when they used to have those quote-unquote shopping sprees where they let you run around for, like, whatever time on a time, you can grab whatever you wanted?
Yeah, I would so rock at that. You have no idea how good I'd be. We were just talking about this because they're having the Prices Right at Foxwoods, and my coworker got 2 free tickets to go there. So I guess if you're in the audience, you have a chance of, you know, getting on the show. Down. Right? And it's not Drew Carey. It's some random guy. I don't know who this guy is. But anyway, I was like, the only show that I would be better at than that show, because that show, they inflate these prices.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
yeah,
prices
yeah.
are not always right.
Well, I think they go by at least California.
Yeah, suggested retail value, which is always messed, which is why I didn't do good on that game.
Yeah, yeah.
But the only show that I would be better at that would be the Supermarket Sweep show. I would kill that show. There would be no question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but I just remember seeing those. I was just, as a kid, I was like, oh, that'd be so awesome.
Yeah. I know, because
you don't see those anymore, though. I don't know if they have those contests
they
anymore.
They do, like, for charity. Like, they let, like, the kids with no parents and all that stuff, they let them go on, like, a shopping spree.
Yeah, yeah.
But just, you know, just normal people, you know, that aren't dying or didn't have their parents die or anything.
Give you, like, 10, 15 minutes to run around and fill up a cart.
I know. Oh, what would you hit first?
Now or then?
Now.
Now? Oh, just definitely electronics. Well, I'm assuming depending what type of store. If it's a department store, I'm hitting electronics.
Like a Target or a Walmart.
Yeah, I'm hitting electronics to start with. I mean, I'm probably going to have like 30 TVs.
I don't think you can fit 30 TVs in a cart.
Oh, I'll find a way. I'll have one of those that you get at Costco, get one of those flatbeds.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like, you're going to have to unlock all those cases before I start. Because I'm not waiting for an associate to come.
I'm just ripping them off the wall. So the thing that I like about this McDonald's Monopoly contest is probably the only good, quote unquote, good excuse I can give to actually go to McDonald's, because other than that, it's really tough to try to sell someone. It's like, I need to go to McDonald's to get something.
Well, what ticked me off is that, like, you should be able to get the meal deal and it all the things in it had it. But now it's like the large fries or the large drink and the medium fries and this certain sandwich have it on there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, but my morning meal deal that I get, the Egg McMuffin and the coffee, those both have them on there. So that was good.
You remember back when they had the Olympics and you would go down there and you scratch the tickets and you could win prizes if you, like, U.S. wins a gold in this event, you get this thing.
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, man. I was in junior high school, so you were probably grammar school at that point.
School.
Yeah, we used to hang, because we lived in our neighborhood. There was a McDonald's right down the street.
Is that like the Mary Lou Retton era?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know if it was winter or summer. It had to be summer.
Yeah, it was probably Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah, I can't even tell you. And that's the only reason why I would watch the Olympics, just so I would know what I want from McDonald's. So, anything else good, or we can move on?
No, I think that's it for the good things this week. Everything else that happened was kind of stupid.
That's so sad. So, the second week of the fall TV season, there's 2 season premieres that came out for me for that week that I watched. And everything else was a second week, second bite of the apple, I guess. You want to go with start with the 2 premieres that I saw this week? I don't know if you watch them.
Go ahead.
I watched the Castle premiere.
No, because I am a season behind.
Season behind
so
the Castle
watch.
Premiere. And I watched the Stalker premiere.
I watched that too. I watched it last night.
On my own. What'd you think?
Stalker, I like Maggie Q, so that's bonus points.
Yeah.
Dylan McDermott has always been a little creepy to me. Like, he's like, like this actor that can be super creepy, and he kind of was in this show.
Well, that's so, the question I had. What was he creepy and then not creepy at the end, or was he still just coming off as creepy?
He's still coming off as a little creepy to me. Like, he... And you find out... All right, here's some spoilers. Okay, so we're going to talk about this show.
Let's just stop for a second. Last week, I tried to do my best to alert people to spoilers. This week, just assume you're getting spoilers if you're listening to us talk about these shows.
Yeah, for at least like 15 minutes, you're going to get some spoilers. So, so first you think he's stalking someone. But I knew he was one of the detectives in the show because I had seen a preview. So I was like, well, maybe he's working on a case. But he didn't look like he was working on a case. And you find out later that he had a kid with this woman.
I assume they're probably ex-wife, maybe. They don't really tell you, but that's the assumption I'm making.
I don't know if it's... Well, the kid doesn't know it's his dad, I don't think. That was my thing. No. You're never going to be involved in his life. Like, I don't think the kid knows it's him.
The reason why I think it was an ex-wife is he had, if you remember, the reason why he was no longer in New York is he had an affair with, I guess, his boss's wife.
Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking, okay, she took kid, you know, they were married. She took the kid and left him because he had this affair. That's the reality. They don't really spell it out yet. Yeah. What actually happened?
Could be. I got more of the vibe of he had a one night stand with her, or maybe some kind of relationship with her. She got pregnant, moved away, doesn't want anything to do with him because he sleeps around, and is not letting him be involved with the kid's life.
Okay.
Which to me, unless the guy is a convicted felon or something like that, he has the right to be involved in the kid's life. So, but I don't know what else this guy has done. Clearly, he's not the, you know, cleanest cop ever. He's clearly done some things that are not...
Were you thinking maybe there was going to be like a Dexter-type vibe going on where he just kind of knows because he is one? Like, because remember he was reading, you know...
You
know, with the whole bed being a platform and this and that and position.
He creeps me out a little. Like, the whole show creeps me out. Like, it's not one of those shows where it's, like, overtly scary, but as a woman, it's one of those shows where you're like, did I lock the door? Because you're like, crap, I don't know if I locked the door. And then you gotta go check and make sure you lock the door.
Did you notice the bad guy in the first episode, who it was?
Oh, it was Wendell.
Yeah, the guy who played Wendell in Bones. Yeah. That was a little weird.
I was upset. And then the black guy that they thought it was at first, I know him from something else too, but I don't remember what it was. But I was like, that's Wendell. Wendell's not a bad guy. What the heck?
The guy who was his partner in that, he played did you see the first season of The Bridge?
No.
He played basically the bad guy in that one.
Well, that guy I could see
being. He's kind of creepy looking. Yeah, he's creepy. He's got that pedophile thing going on.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I'm going to go there. Can we talk about Maggie Q for a minute, though?
Yeah, go for it.
Big fan of hers. A little upset they canceled Nikita, but that show is just on its way out. They screwed that up. At the end of the episode, she lays a beating on somebody.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know what it is, but for some reason I enjoy watching... And I'm going to be, can I be politically incorrect for a minute?
Go for it.
I enjoy watching chicks lay a beating on a guy like that. I don't know what it is.
It's great.
If that says something about me, I don't know.
No, it's definite turn on. It's definitely like, this is hot.
I'm like, hell yeah. Especially that guy. And that kid is going to be, and
he's going to be in another episode. Because now I think he's going to transfer his stalking to her.
Yeah. And I don't think that's going to work out well for him.
I don't think it is, no.
No,
but the best part about it was she wasn't just like Agent May where, you know, she physically just beats the crap out of him. She intimidated the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And that was the psychological part of it was almost better than the actual physical part of it. So, I like her a lot. She's very, for such a petite, small person, she's very forceful.
Yeah.
So, I like her.
No, she was she was completely believable in Nikita. She also did, she was in...
Is this one of your Firefly people?
No. Okay. She was in one of those Die Hards. She played a bad guy, and she got killed early in the movie.
Oh.
But she was kicking ass in that movie. Bruce Willis, I think, had to basically, like, throw her down an elevator shaft with a car on top of her or something to kill her.
Wow.
And she was also in one of my favorite movies, Balls of Fury.
Oh, I like that movie.
Finally! I'm sick of people telling me it's not a good movie.
No, I like that one. I like some stupid movies like that I really like, and then other ones I'm like, that's just too stupid for me. So it was right at the point where it was almost too stupid for me.
It worked.
But it was good.
Well,
kind of like Talladega Nights. I love that movie, yeah, and a lot of people hate it. They think, and I understand, it's very politically incorrect, but it was supposed to be politically incorrect, so.
Well, the problem, and I'll, since we mentioned Talladega Nights, we'll get a little sidetrack here. Talladega Nights was right where it was supposed to be as far as with the certain level of stupidity.
Yeah.
When those two went and did Step Brothers, that really wasn't as good. There was some parts that were enjoyable, but overall, I think it just went a little too far.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one. Will Ferrell, for me, he's kind of like, him and Adam Sandler, like, they need to get their crap together and come back with a good movie, because the last couple of movies they've had, I have not liked.
Speaking of Adam Sandler, if we'll get back to the TV shows, but I have a note for Adam Sandler here, and you mentioned his name.
Yes.
Did you hear that Netflix has signed him to do four movies for Netflix?
I did. But they didn't specify whether it's four Adam Sandler starring movies or four Adam Sandler produced movies.
What I read, it implies that the belief is he's going to be in the movies.
In the movies?
No, whether it's a primary starring role or a cameo or whatever. But I don't know if we... Adam Sandler's missed the mark on his last few movies, I would say. I'm going to be polite and say that.
I'm going to be polite and say stop making movies with Drew Barrymore. Oh. The first one was great. The next two were not, so just please stop.
I would just say stop making movies with Drew Barrymore because I don't like Drew Barrymore.
I like Drew Barrymore. I like Drew Barrymore in the way that I think she's a little crazy. So I think she's a fun person.
Do you like the older, younger, crazier Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
Or do you prefer the, or I should say younger, or the older, more, less psychotic Drew Barrymore?
I like the more psychotic Drew Barrymore.
You like the more psychotic? Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So you prefer when she was doing that, what was that movie, that Western she did?
I never saw that Western. I wanted to see that Western. Didn't it have Sharon Stone in it?
I don't know.
It was like all chicks in it.
Yeah, I thought Penelope Cruz was in that too.
I've never seen that one. I do want to see. It's on my list of movies that I've never seen.
I figured that would have been right up your list.
It is, but I've just somehow always missed that movie. No,
yeah, I don't know if Sharon Stone's in that one, but there is.
There's a Sharon Stone Western too that I
thought I wanted to watch. Well, there is. That one was awful. The Quick and the Dead.
Oh, yeah. I liked Sharon Stone before she went crazy too.
I can't stand Sharon Stone. I never liked her.
But she's not a good actress. I just liked her. But yeah. No, I like Drew Barrymore around the whole Wedding Singer.
Oh, so she was just getting out of her crazy stage then.
First Charlie's Angels movie. There was this Mad Love, the one with Chris O'Donnell. I really like that one.
You know who's in Charlie's Angels?
Oh, yeah.
Lucy Liu was in Charlie's Angels.
And Cameron Diaz, who I don't really like.
I don't like Cameron Diaz either.
But she danced around in the underwear, so that was kind of cute. But
see, I don't get what people see when they talk about Cameron Diaz. I don't see it at all. I don't get it.
She's not anywhere on my. She's not even on my top 100 list.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll just leave it alone. I'm not going to say anything negative about Cameron Diaz. Anyways. Now, getting back to our TV talk.
Sure.
We had a second go-around of some of the shows that we have watched.
We did, yep.
What's grabbing you as being the best that you've seen two episodes in? What are you feeling?
The best? I love Gotham.
You love Gotham?
I thought the second episode was much better than the first episode, because the first episode was too busy, and this one had a better, like, weekly storyline.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. I thought it was really good.
I'm going to give one bit of criticism to Gotham. And I don't know if it's the way he's portraying the character or the way they're writing the character, but James Gordon is a little too kind of pious, self-righteous, mate, or you know what I'm getting at there?
He's too goody-two-shoes.
But he's getting to the point where it's almost getting a little campy-ish because he's taking that like, you know, black and white line on everything, you know, and it's that's
well at the end of the episode you saw that he wasn't, because he was gonna let his partner beat the crap out of that guy.
Oh yeah,
yeah, So.
Well, that's because obviously
there was kids involved, he wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah. But. Yeah. And I love it when they had the phone book and he's beating with the phone book.
Bam!
I
and they're not saying when it's set and everything like that. I'm going with 80s.
Oh, that I don't know if it really matters when it's set.
It's not. They're trying to make it so that it's not, like, it doesn't matter and everything like that. But I'm like, there's a phone book. Who has a phone book?
Yeah. The one shot I will have against that is, I like the concept Marvel is doing with tying it in with a one universe. But I guess DC has decided that Green Arrow is not going to affect anything in the movies, and Gotham's not going to affect anything with Green Arrow. The only two that are related are, I guess, going to be Green Arrow and Flash, because they spun each other off.
Oh, Green Arrow and Flash, and then they were thinking something else at one point.
Oh.
I think they're doing the
East Coast... Suicide Squad?
Yeah, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I think they're doing East Coast, West Coast wars.
Okay.
So, West Coast, we've got Starling City and Central City. So I think we're getting, like, these... I think these West Coast ones, I think, are going to be interconnected somehow. Okay. But Gotham, because they're not saying when it's set or what's going on, I think that that's going to be separate.
Well, they're different networks, too, so that's why I don't know if they can link
them. There are different networks, and, yeah, so...
So, did you see the second episode of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I did.
What did you think?
I'm pissed. Lucy Lawless is really dead. Bleep! You can't tell me that she's a major character for the second season and then kill her in the first episode.
The way they announced it and the way they built it up, you thought it was going to be something major.
Yeah, that's like that I forget what movie it was that where they had Angelina Jolie on the cover of the poster and she's in the movie for like 10 seconds. You're like, what the hell? Yeah, they better find another hot woman to put in this show real soon or I'm going to be mad.
I'm an Agent May fan, so I'm happy with
that. I like
her,
but besides, I was expecting some more woman kicking ass, and now they're getting killed. I need replacements.
What'd you think of the Absorbing Man?
I don't think he's dead, first of all.
Yeah. So. No, but as far as the character, I mean, because the coolest thing I saw that they did with him was when he was in the glass cell.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
That was pretty, I mean, the special effects were pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, like, some of the special effects are really cool, and then other, like, and then you have terrible green screen. So, like, get your budget issues together and, like, decide that we're either going to have really cool special effects or we're not.
Yeah. For the casual person who never saw the first season or the end of the first season, they're going to be completely lost watching S.H.I.E.L.D. at this point.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yeah.
Because you really have no idea why... Fitz is talking to someone who's not there, and it's going to be very difficult to understand.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the one thing. If you never watched S.H.I.E.L.D., go back and watch basically the second half of S.H.I.E.L.D. season one, because that's when it really takes place. And hopefully they start working more storyline. And I hope they don't get stuck where they have to wait for. And that's the one thing that hurts them is if they have to wait for the next movie to come out before they can advance a plot line.
I don't think we can. I don't think they can because we don't have a movie coming out until summer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I'm so nervous. So
we're good, but I still like S.H.I.E.L.D. I know some people think it's too campy. The best part of that episode for me though was when Coulson told off Talbot and then got in his jet and flew off.
Yeah,
that was the best part.
Yeah,
like out of it, I love Coulson. I don't know. He's just great.
Well, that's why they couldn't leave him dead after the first Avengers movie.
I know. Well, he tied... He was the glue.
Yeah.
He holds them all together.
After the second week and the third episode, I'm going to drop Forever off my list of shows.
Do you? We watched all three episodes and we like it.
The problem I have is it's too similar to other shows that I have.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of the same thing over and over again.
I'm waiting for Elementary to come back on. I mean, basically, Castle, Elementary.
See, I'm behind in all of those. I haven't watched Elementary at all, and I'm behind a whole season in Castle. So this one, for me, is kind of filling that void I have.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into it, because I was watching the last episode, and I really wasn't even finding myself focused on it, and it just really wasn't capturing it for me. So I'm probably dropping that one off my list, but according to my wife, I have too many shows as it is, so...
Yes. Well, I like the woman that plays the detective, and although she has like a really long name, it's like a 4-part name. And I love the older guy because he was Charlie's dad in Numbers.
Yeah.
So I love him. He's good.
Yeah, he used to drive a taxi.
Did he?
In Taxi, the TV show.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, yeah. That's really old.
And he was Jeff Goldblum's father in Independence Day.
Yes, I like him.
Yeah, he's really good, but...
he's really good with, like, a one-liner. Like, he comes in and you're like, oh, that's hilarious.
I just don't know. I mean, it's...
It is very similar. I don't know if it's going to make the cut list.
Now, you watched one of my favorite shows, and what did you think?
Which one?
One of the new shows that I enjoy, Madam Secretary.
Your girl show?
Not a girl show.
It is definitely a girl show. See, if I looked up the ideal demographic for this show, it would be women between 18 and... 38.
In my defense, it's on Sunday nights, and there's really nothing else on Sunday nights unless I want to watch.
It leads into The Good Wife.
So?
That is definitely a girl show.
I don't watch The Good Wife.
I know you don't, but I'm telling you, it's a girl show. Although, I love it. Okay, yeah. I like it a lot. Tia Leoni is awesome. The guy that plays the chief of staff for the president, I always like him, and I can't pronounce his name. It's Russian of some sort, and I can't pronounce it.
He plays an ass in everything.
Everything. I think he must be an ass in real life, because he gets, like, typecast in everything.
He's really good at it, too. I mean,
so that's why I'm saying he must be typecast. I'm
trying to think. Was there any other shows that jumped out to you this week?
Let's see. What else? I watched Scorpion, so I watched 2 episodes of that.
I haven't watched the second episode of Scorpion yet.
I will say that I think the second one was better than the first one.
That a friend of mine at work said that, but my question to him was, is the mathematician still annoying? And he told me yes.
I don't find him as annoying as you do.
Okay.
I just kind of ignore him, I think, is the problem.
Of course, my friend is watching it because he's a Catherine McPhee fan.
This is the thing. I really don't like her, but she's not annoying in this show, so it's okay.
I don't know. That's one that's going to be on thin ice for me, too. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go forward with that one, but... I'm holding on because my wife wants to watch it, so I'm going to wait on that one, as well as The Blacklist.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait. Maybe tonight we can watch an episode of it.
So, yeah, those are basically the ones I have to watch. Grey's Anatomy and How to Get Away with Murder, which my wife and I both liked the first episode of How to Get Away with Murder, so that was good.
I recorded Grace Point last night.
I heard about that one. That one looks good. I keep seeing previews.
It's based on, I guess, an English series.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's a new series. Yeah. It's only a 10-parter, and that's it. It's like a one shot, and I guess it's based on an English series.
Yeah.
I recorded. I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not, but when there's a new pilot on, I have to record it. And I think I'm giving up on another show.
Which one?
Haven.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about
that. I've already missed a few episodes, and I was going to go back and watch them, but I already saw one out of order, and... I'm just not feeling it this year. I went to pop it on, and I'm just not into it. Yeah. Which sucks, because I was sucked into that show for the first, like, 4 or 5 seasons or whatever it was on.
It's hard. A lot of things should really cap it at 5 seasons. A lot of them. You know, when they start getting into more seasons than that, they do really lose steam really quick. I will say that I am super excited for this coming week, because I get the premiere of Flash and Arrow. I'm so excited about Arrow.
I will be watching Arrow. I can't say I'm going to watch Flash.
No?
I may record it. I don't know, but...
You should at least record it. And I'll tell you if it's worth watching.
That outfit just looks so awful.
Yeah.
At least what I saw from the screenshots that they showed of it.
It doesn't look that bad. At least it's dark red and not bright red.
Reminds me of The Rocketeer for some reason.
It kind of does remind me of The Rocketeer.
I guess that's what we have for TV this week.
Yeah, the only other thing that I'm wicked excited about is The McCarthys, but I don't think that's starting for a while.
That's not
going
to start for a while.
Joey Mack from New Kids on the Block in it. I'm going to have 2 different New Kids on the Block on TV at the same time.
Who's the other one? Oh,
Donnie Wahlberg's in Blue Bloods, but I'm like 2 seasons behind on that.
I don't watch Blue Bloods.
It's a really good show, but I have so many other shows that I watch that I'm so behind.
Tom Selleck's in it. I can't watch him.
You know, they made him keep the mustache. It's in his contract.
That's fine. I just don't like it because he's one of the new NRA guys.
Is he?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Everybody has a right to their arms. I just don't think they have a right to...
They have a right as long as they want...
Automatic machine guns.
That, as long as they're responsible. That's the problem. That's the problem I have with the NRA, is that when some idiot does something stupid they go and defend them. You know, like that case in Arizona where they had that freaking girl shooting that Uzi.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? She killed the instructor. And, you know, it's like.
And she was like 12.
Yeah.
And she couldn't even pick the thing up.
I don't even know if she was that old, but why are you having her shoot an Uzi?
She was like 12.
Yeah. I thought she was like maybe 8 or 9. She was young.
She was really young.
Yeah. Way too young to be using an Uzi.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you think you are? In some third world country and she's being recruited for.
The only people that should be using Uzis are people in the military.
Yeah. No. I mean, like I said, you know, you want to own a gun, you get a permit and what have you, that's fine. I don't care. But kids should not be shooting automatic weapons.
No.
Because we had that incident up in Westfield, too.
Yeah.
Where a kid killed himself because his father wanted him to shoot an Uzi. I don't get it. Whatever. All right. Moving on. Did you know Tom and Jerry is racist? Have you heard of this?
The cartoon?
Yes. Amazon has posted, I guess, a warning, possible race, some race issues, racist, I guess, is a warning. Because they're showing some of the old Tom and Jerry's from, like, the 40s or whatever.
Tom is kind of...
No, but there's some, like, blackface stuff in some of the older episodes.
Yeah, oh, I have seen, like, old, like still shots of, like, older cartoons and stuff. Yeah. A lot of those older cartoons, like Donald Duck and stuff that, a lot of those older ones were not PC back.
Well, that was going to be my next question, which you're already saying, is do you remember anything from your childhood that thinking back now, you probably wasn't, that you saw maybe wasn't exactly... correct.
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, there's a ton of things. My dad was brought up at a time where it was okay to call black people bad words. And like he, up until like a few years ago when I like really hammered it into him, like he still did stuff like that. That's just how he was raised. And he doesn't, I mean, believe me, he's an equal opportunity person. Like, he doesn't dislike any one group more than another group. He's kind of like me. Like, we just dislike people in general.
Yeah, yeah.
But he, yeah, like, but I remember, like Mrs. Butterworth and Aunt Jemima and stuff like that. Like, you remember the commercials for it when I was growing up, and you're watching it, and you're like, how did that, how does this go with syrup? Like, I don't understand.
I'm going to do you one even better right now. I'm going to tell you this story. I don't know if it was Mrs. Butterworth bottle or Aunt Jemima bottle, but it was the bottle that actually had, that looked like the person.
That's Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah, Mrs. Butterworth. It was Mrs. Butterworth butter. My mom's cousin is, that's the side of the family that actually has some artistic ability. She does a lot of like painting and folk type art. She painted one of those bottles to make it look like it would have been at the period. And she gave it to my mom as a gift, and you know, it had the full out, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, I told him, that is just awful.
That could not go up on your wall.
I was like, where are you going to put this? It just was horrendous. And from an art, someone painting point, it was a really good job. It just was very, probably not the most tasteful piece of.
And from a history perspective, this actually is what it would have looked like back then.
My God, it was so bad. I was like, just don't put that up anywhere, please.
Well, this brings us back to the whole Redskins controversy.
Okay.
Now, Dan is a Redskins fan. And Dan believes that they should not change the name.
I will not.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I will be very upset if they change the name. I will admit that. Are you referring to what the FCC is attempting to do?
Yes. They're attempting to block anyone from saying it on air, right?
I hope they do this.
Really?
Because that will create more problems for the FCC and those wanting to have the name changed than you can think of. Because you know Dan Snyder won't take that sitting down.
Oh, no.
And what will be very interesting is, and I can almost guarantee it will happen, is the ACLU will then have to step forward and fight for the fact for that Redskins name to be mentioned on TV. Because they just... The ACLU defends people's rights to basically for free speech, whether they agree in the speech or not.
Yeah,
so
they often don't agree with what they're defending. Yeah.
So I can just see that happening, and that would probably be the one nightmare that they don't want to have happen.
What I don't understand is why the Redskins are such a big deal, but the Cleveland Indians are not. Their actual mascot is a lot more...
It's offensive.
Offensive.
Yeah. All right, you want me to tell you? I got a little incense, because... Between you and me, I don't want to let it out. I may or may not know someone who is associated with the Native American tribe that is currently leading. And basically, I was told the Redskins is the first, they're the first one on the list. If they can get them to go down, then they're going after everyone else.
Gotcha.
They will go after the Cleveland Indians. They will go after the Atlanta Braves. They will go after the Kansas City Chiefs.
Here's the thing. I think they would have had a better case if they went after the Cleveland Indians first. Because, first of all, nobody likes them. So, there's not going to be a big uproar.
Well, here's the thing that's even worse. And, again, people are disputing the origin of the word Redskins. Because there had been a study by someone in the Smithsonian that said basically that's a term that was... Eventually, it was translated from... I forget what... tribe it was originally to French to English, and that's how that term, according to the guy from the Smithsonian study, said it came into being. The problem I have is the word, I think Indian is even more offensive, as I often say, is because you have some white guy who got lost
and thought he was an Indian.
Thought he was an Indian and just decided to call everyone Indians.
Right.
To me, that seems like it'd be a little more offensive than... Plus, the Chief Wahoo is just probably the worst.
It's horrible.
It's like it's basically like a little Sambo is what it looks like to me. It's so I never got that. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. I don't see that name ever changing anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm Irish. I'm not calling Notre Dame up and saying, hey, I'm offended by your drunk leprechaun guy. Take him off of your helmet. No, we're happy. We root for Notre Dame even when they suck. We're still happy to root for him.
Well, I am offended by all the mob movies that come out.
Give me a break.
Anyways. But just real quick, is the one movie that always jumped out. I remember when I was a kid, I watched and enjoyed. And then now that years later, I was thinking back, is The Songs of the South. Did you ever see that Disney movie with Uncle Remus and Br'er Fox and Br'er Rabbit?
I don't know if I ever saw the movie, but I know them.
Wow, I just thought back. I was like, wow. I don't want to get into it, but yeah, that's just one of the ones I thinking back. I was like, man, that was messed up. Anyhow, did you hear about the new video or the new movie that's going to be based on a video game?
The Tetris movie? I didn't read the story because I honestly thought it was like one of those onion things that like wasn't true. But then my IT people were actually talking about it, and please tell me that it's not going to be like blocks moving around.
I have no idea, but I just thought that was the worst idea for a video.
This is the worst idea since the Mario and Luigi movie that they came out with.
No, because they had another bad one. They had this wasn't based on a video game, but they did the Battleship movie, which had nothing to do with the board game.
That was not based on a video game. I'm talking about based on a video game. The Mario and Luigi movie was the worst one.
I guess. Blood Rain wasn't very good, but I'll give you that. Plus, it was also offensive.
It was offensive.
I just was curious if you heard about that.
Yes, and I'm trying to forget about it already.
All right. Now, do you have any other topics, or I have some questions I want to throw at you.
Go for it.
You want the question round?
I might have some answers. Let's see.
Should employees be paid to wait in line? And before you answer that question...
I know what you're talking about. Talking about Amazon. Yes. And yes, they should. They should.
Now, do you want to explain why?
Yes. People that work in Amazon warehouses are required to go through security and get their bags checked and their, the personal belongings checked before they can leave the building. And this can sometimes take up to a half hour in between when they're supposed to leave their shift and when they actually get to leave the building. And what I'm saying is, if your employer is making you wait to leave the building, you should be paid.
No argument for me on that one.
And now it's a class action lawsuit because they're saying they should get paid. Rightfully so. I'm with you. If I was on that jury, I'd be giving them a lot of back pay.
All right. Should... And this was in the news. One of the individuals who came back from Africa with the Ebola virus, the one who lied on his, I guess, survey to get on the plane, said that he'd never been in contact, whatever. Right. Apparently, there's some talk about the country wanting to prosecute him.
If he doesn't die, yes, we should prosecute him.
You think he should be prosecuted.
On an official government form, yes. Okay. You lie on your government documents and put the health of an entire country at risk, yes, you should be prosecuted. Okay. But he might die, so he might not be able to get to that point. Shane's not doing very well right now.
That is some scary ass stuff, though.
Well, here's the thing. You are, like, 100 times more likely to die on the Batman ride at Six Flags than you are to get Ebola.
No, I'm not, because I want to get on the Batman ride.
Well, I would, but... You're more likely that one of the cars from the Batman ride is going to fall off and squish you than it is you're going to get Ebola.
Yeah.
And also, we're not going to have an Ebola epidemic, okay? Yeah. We are we have medical, you know, we're prepared for things like this.
And quite frankly, when someone sees a pile of vomit, they're not going to touch it to begin with.
No. And also, our government doesn't lie to us and say that you can't just, like... Over in Africa, the government blatantly lies to people and tells them they can't get things, and which the way that they... There are still governments there that tell people, no, you can't get AIDS from having sex. Well, I'm not kidding. Like, this is a legit, real thing. So, we're not like that. All you conspiracy theorist people can think whatever you want to, but I would like to think, if you want to be informed about something, there's plenty of ways for you to actually be informed about it here.
Since you brought up the topic of sex,
oh boy.
Did you hear about the woman in, I believe, in Colombia who had to go to hospital because of a way she, I guess a contraceptive method that she thought would work? She had believed there's, I guess, that if you put a potato inside, it will prevent her from getting pregnant. The problem happened is that it actually started to sprout little growths.
How long was the potato in there?
A couple weeks, I think. I don't know. It wasn't on one. This wasn't
this
on one of the
sites. This was Columbia, the country, yes, right? The not country, Columbia, yeah. South Carolina. Yeah.
Tomato, tomato. no offense to any of our South Carolina listeners. No, but yeah. No.
So did they have to like? Go in there and surgically remove it?
It did not need to be surgically removed, but apparently this is a very conservative area.
It started causing pain, I'm guessing, yes, from the growths.
And apparently they, yeah.
Now she's, like, ostracized?
I don't know. And like I said, when I went to check, I tried to check to make sure it wasn't on one of these...
onion websites or something.
Yeah, like the Empire or whatever. Yeah. Those, the ones that Joe is always posting that people keep falling for time and time again.
Like Derek Jeter came out of retirement and signed with the Boston Red Sox.
The one that he did was Tony Romo and Witten. He did that one where they were supposedly had an affair.
Ridiculous.
I did
like the one he posted where Tom Brady's yelling at Tony Romo about the interceptions. Yeah.
So now we'll get to maybe some more entertaining questions.
Well, I do have one question for you.
Okay.
Did you hear about the lesbian couple that is suing the sperm bank because they... got sperm and they requested a white sperm with blue eyes and they got a black baby.
Yeah. I did hear about that. I didn't realize it was like McDonald's, so you can just order.
I've looked at this. You can order down to like very specific, like musical ability and all sorts of stuff. It's crazy. But here's my question. They are saying they're not suing because they're racist. They're suing because they were fraudulently given the wrong... They were given the wrong thing, and it's wrong, and they want to prevent it from happening to someone else. Do you think that that's really why they're suing, or do you think they just don't want a black baby?
I mean, because they specifically ordered something, I think they should be entitled to their money back, maybe. But I do think there's an issue there. I do think they do have some issues. Yeah.
Well, when this kid grows up here, like, you tried to sue because you didn't want me? Like,
yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah, there's nothing good that can happen there. Although, no. I do think that the bank or whatever, whoever does these things, probably should do something to make up for the fact that they screwed up something.
Oh, they're going to win the lawsuit, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would have gone as far as a lawsuit, but I mean, if they should have at least said, we'll...
compensate you.
You know, buy one, get one free type of thing.
We'll you know how much money this stuff costs? It's not cheap.
We'll give you a voucher for another one, I guess.
The next one. We'll make sure it's white.
Give you a coupon.
A coupon.
All right. Have you ever... This is going to be a little personal.
Oh, boy. Have you ever...
Have you ever... I'm going to maybe use some correct terms here. Procured anything from a hotel... visit that maybe the hotel didn't think you would be taking with you. In other words, have you ever ripped off a hotel or thing?
I never took anything that wasn't, that I didn't feel I already paid for.
Okay.
So, like, I absolutely will empty you out of any coffee that you put out, any creamers, any shampoo, toiletry. Like, every single day, I will clear that out and make room service put all new ones out. I have a whole thing at home full of hotel supplies in case I ever run out of anything or people visit, something like that.
See, I was going to ask, why do people keep these things? Because there's never enough in there to actually make it useful.
Oh, I have a lot. I have enough that I could probably fill a shampoo bottle now.
But, you know, you haven't taken anything like an iron or...
No, because they buy cheap stuff. So it's like cheap irons and like I... and I've
a towel?
No. Oh, no, yes. Once I had to take a towel. I needed the towel, though.
Rolls of toilet paper?
No. People do that at my stores. They steal the rolls of toilet paper from the stores.
This is bad. When in college, I used to take the rolls of toilet paper from the bathrooms there. Because we didn't want to have to buy our own toilet paper.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, no. And I've only ever stayed at a really nice hotel twice in my life. Like, I stayed at the Waldorf Astoria in New York, and there's no way I was taking anything from there because the parking alone was like $75 a day. I can imagine how much that bathroom they would charge me for. And then when we were on our honeymoon, we stayed at a night at a Hilton, Kirby Bay Hilton in Puerto Rico. But no, I didn't take anything. I wasn't supposed to.
No, I'm not saying that I have. However...
You just said you took toilet paper.
Well, no. That was in college because, trust me, you didn't want to go into our bathroom, man. Anyways,
I took stuff from my college.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm not going to talk about on air because I don't know what the statute of limitations is on. It's probably well overdue.
If they want toilet paper, I will send them a package. but I perhaps know of someone who may or may not be married to me that has procured some things that quite possibly the hotel didn't expect her to procure. One was a nice 8-inch... Although it was a cheap one, but an 8-inch, like, chef's slicing-type knife where we were staying. We were staying at a hotel in Vermont. We got a Groupon.
Was it a hotel or a bed and breakfast?
It was a hotel.
Okay.
And we...
Stealing from bed and breakfast is wrong. There are real people run those things.
So. Well, we went up there, and on a ride-up, we stopped. We picked up, you know, in Vermont where you can stop at one of those country stores. They got the smoked pepperoni and cheese. So... picked that stuff up. We got it to the hotel room, and there was like nothing to cut our pepperoni with or whatever. So I went down, talked to the front desk. I said, "Do you have like a little knife or something?" They bring out this freaking giant knife, like this big. I'm like, "All right, bring it up there." And you know, we have it, and then we're getting ready to pack. And someone says, "Oh, I'm taking this with me." But I'm like, "They just, oh, we're taking it with us."
Off it went.
Off it went. And then it has since been donated to a shelter, but,
did you get a charge for it?
No. They weren't keeping track. It was off season when we were there. Oh, it was like it was dead. And then perhaps on our honeymoon, there may have been some towels that went back in.
I think they expect the towels to go, one or two towels
to
go missing.
Well, the funny thing with the towels was, where we were, you could get towels down where the pool were.
Yeah.
And those were the towels that we took.
Those are the nice towels.
And the only reason why we took them is someone had bought a lot of things and she was worried about breakage.
Yeah.
So they were using them as padding to protect the breakables. Unfortunately, when we got to the airport and they weighed our carry-ons, they weighed too much.
Yeah.
So we quickly had to change that. So those are the two things that may or may not have been, you know, I can't think of anything else. So, and the other one I have for you. Try to figure out how to word this one. What would be... I'll set the scene for you back in your younger days. You know, were you a person that liked to go out and bars and clubs and stay out late?
I had a few years where there was a lot of that going on. So maybe like 6 days a week.
So you're coming out of the bar at, say, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
What was your go-to food at that point? Because you know you're hungry at that point.
Oh, we went to Antonio's. And we had... it was two things. I would either, depending on, if I was sober, I would have the chicken parm grinder.
So you never had the chicken parm grinder?
No, because we always had a designated driver. Like, legitimately, seriously, always one of us drove and we were sober. So if I was a designated driver that night, I would have the chicken parm grinder. If I was not, I'd have the turkey grinder with hot sauce, which sounds weird. I know, you're giving me this look, but they have good hot sauce. Well, at least Irish hot sauce that I like, but, and it, for some reason, that's what I wanted when I was drunk.
So. Irish hot sauce?
I'm Irish, and they had hot sauce that I liked.
I was like, geez, I've never seen that with the corned beef, but.
Yeah, spicy mustard.
I am going to say something that's going to make you mad. I think Antonio's is probably the most overgraded grinder place.
It's around. Horrible now. Oh, okay. Oh, no. This was, I was drunk, okay. And I wanted food. Okay, and at two, three in the morning, we said we knew the people that owned the bar that is now not open anymore because it was closed in some mafia-related prosecution.
Which one?
Tilly's.
Tilly's, okay.
Where it's now Nadim's or whatever. Okay. Cafe Lebanon or whatever. But we would go out, and it was closed on Sundays. So that was one night we didn't go out, and every other night we were there. And so we would drive down, and we would go to Antonio's, and then we would go to that intersection, and I told my friend Courtney, who is from Salisbury, Connecticut, so she's from the Hicks.
Yeah, yeah.
I am like, Courtney, if it's after midnight, you can take a left on red. So literally every night, we would take a left on red and go back.
And she bought that.
Go back to Babe. She still thought it was a real thing up until a few years ago when I told her it wasn't a real thing.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, it tasted great back then. Now, I took my family there maybe a year or two ago, and it was horrible. Yeah. It was like horrible service, horrible food. Everything was horrible. So, but it was the only thing open around there at that time.
For me, my go-to was, and this is probably the nastiest, and I wouldn't eat any other time. Now, I wasn't a drinker to begin with.
Yes, I don't drink. Yeah.
However, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're still hungry. If I didn't hit the sausage guys downtown,
yeah.
And by sausage guys, I mean the guys who sold, like, Italian sausages outside, not some other...
Now, you went to college in another location.
Yeah, right? No, but I'm saying after college.
After college, okay.
Because up until my mid to late 20s, I was still hitting the downtown...
Hitting the bars.
Hitting the downtown club seemed pretty hard.
Yeah.
But I would hit 7-Eleven for their chili nachos.
Oh.
God awful. And the way we would do it, there was a technique for it too. So you had to get the... They used to let you do it on your own. So you take the tray, you take the chips out, you line the tray on the bottom of the tray with the chili.
Mm.
Like probably weighed about 6 ounces worth. Then the cheese, then the chips, then more chili and more cheese. So now you got it both soggy from both ends. Absolutely no way I would eat it any other time but 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's just, for some reason, that mixed together actually worked for me.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the only way that you can spend over $20 at Taco Bell is when you've been drinking also. Because every other time I go, it's like $6-7. And I remember, you know, spending at least $20 at the Taco Bell. I don't know what I ate, but it was great.
Now, were you big into the, or did you strictly just go to that one place downtown, was that, or did you travel?
99.
Did you road trip it at all?
Well, it depends on who I was going out with. 90% of the time I went out with my core crew of people, our Bay Path girls. 10% of the time I went out with my lesbian friends. So okay. I had like two different crews. So if we did the whole lesbian thing, we would go to either to Divas up in Northampton. Okay. Or we would go down to we used to have this place called Club Lucy down in Hartford, and it was at the Webster Theater in Hartford. Like, once a month, they would turn it into lesbian night.
Uh-huh.
Like, we'd have this thing. So, 90% of the time, you know, with all the straight girls making fun of the AIC girls. And then 10% of the time, I'd go either Northampton or Hartford.
Okay. We would occasionally road trip it, and sometimes Springfield, we didn't want to go, we'd go to Hartford. There's a few places there, but I remember we were listening to the radio on 95.7. They kept talking about the vault. Now, this was a club in Danbury, Connecticut. The thought that we're thinking is, if we can hear it on 95.7 talking about it, it can't be that far. So we just load it one night. We load up the car. We head down. Now, mind you,
Danbury, Connecticut is like an hour and a half from here.
But yeah, mind you that the crew I'm with, they like to, as they will call it, pregame it, meaning
they were already drunk.
Drinking before we go. So we're heading out. It's already like almost 11 o'clock when we head out. I'm driving because that's my job. I'm the designated. So we're driving down 91, and of course, they're like screaming for me to stop because they have to
pee.
Yeah. I would say, I ain't stopping now because If I stop now I'm going to be stopping every 5 minutes. Right. So they would bitch and moan. I would just say, screw you. So we're heading down.
Gatorade bottle and peeing.
So unbeknownst to us, yeah, it's about an hour or so to get there. And we didn't realize how long it was going to take to get there. So we get there. Actually, a pretty cool place, the way it was set up. It's an old bank.
Oh, cool. And it was, that's why it's called the bank.
Yeah, it was real cool. Never did it again. But, I mean, it was just one of those things where it's like, are we there yet? How much longer is it going to take? Because we never realized that it would take.
How far?
You get there and you're only there for like a half hour, 40 minutes, because it's going to close by the time you get there. But, yeah, no, and then there's that one night I discovered what the barrels on the highway were full of.
Oh, really full of?
They're not filled of water.
They're filled with rocks?
Sand.
Oh, ow.
Yeah.
Did you drive right into one?
Well, this is the problem I had with drunks. See, at the time I had this big old Suburban. Mm-hmm. So you could fit like 9 people in there, and that's how we used to roll out to like when we went down to Hartford or we went down to Berlin, Connecticut. We'd go all over the place. So we're driving back. I got half the people yelling they want to go home. I got half people telling me they want to get off in Hartford because they want something to eat.
They want to go to Denny's or whatever.
Whatever. And they're just, both sides are yelling in my ear, and I was just getting upset. So freaking, I kind of waited too long to try to switch. Slammed the brakes. Boom. Hit a barrel. Now, in a Suburban, you're not going to hurt your car.
Right.
Sand absolutely everywhere. And this was one of the rare night, well, I shouldn't say rare night. This is one of the nights that me and my brother kind of got into it. And one of us lost.
Definitely not rare.
This was pretty bad because I ended up driving off the highway and we got into it. And I may or may not try to stop him with an ice scraper at one point. Because I completely lost my, I literally lost my shit. I was just like. And of course, we freaking, before you, it's, with us, it's usually crushed before we even get home. It's, yeah. But,
it's boys. Boy fights.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Girl fights
like,
last years.
Yeah. No, it's. No, I do carry grudges, but with your brother, it's kind of like, you know, all right, we're cool now. But,
Oh, I've had years where I haven't spoke to my sister. So, girls are different. Way different.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I don't. Well, we won't get into that then. Yeah.
One of the coolest places I ever went is I went out with a friend that, I think she was from, like, Milford, Connecticut or somewhere, but we went down to Yale, and we, like, hopped around Yale and went to, like, this coffee, wine, beer place, and, like, we just went around all night, like, then met her family, and then we went out and stuff, and that, it was pretty cool. I like going down there. It's not something I would do often because everybody's, like, very intelligent down there, so yeah. they don't make fun drunks. they get a couple of glasses of wine and then they're talking philosophy and you're like
a little too proper.
Yeah. So, yeah. But the other bad food that I would have that I just remembered talking about Hartford was when we used to go up to usually when we went to Northampton or Hartford, on the way back we would hit Denny's. So either we would hit the Denny's in Holyoke or the Denny's in Enfield on the way back up. And it literally is the only time that Denny's tastes good is like 3 in the morning. I went to Denny's again with my family in the middle of the day just to get food. It's horrible. It's so bad.
The other time it tastes good is if you went out for Black Friday and it's now like 6 in the morning and you haven't been home yet.
And nothing else is open.
Yeah, it doesn't taste so bad, but. Did I tell you that when we went to hit the Denny's the last time we did a Black Friday?
No.
They had like, and I don't know what they were thinking, they had like 2 wait staff there and that was it. And it was absolutely jam-packed. I'm like, don't they realize that you're right across from the mall?
Yeah, they don't realize anything.
There was probably, I don't know, about 1,000 people that were waiting for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours to, you know.
Well, that's the Denny's that also had the fist fight that got onto YouTube.
Oh, did it?
If you YouTube Denny's Holyoke Mass, there's like a fight on there from a couple of years ago. The Denny's in Enfield had this one old waitress. We used to call her Flo. I don't remember what her real name was. But she put everybody in their place. Like, you came in there drunk and got out of line, she was putting you in your place. And you were either going to straighten up or get out.
Well,
she probably still works there.
I'll give you one other clubbing story, and then we'll move on. This is when we decided we would take some of the younger bucks under our wings. you know my friend Pete?
Yep.
his brother and, like, we went with his brother and three of his friends, so it was our immediate crew, so there's like four of us plus them four, so there's eight of us. We rolled down to the stadium in, where's ESPN? What town's ESPN located in?
New Britain.
No, the one that's farther up. That's not New Britain.
Newington?
It doesn't matter. It's
in Connecticut.
Yeah, it's in Connecticut. It's a little south. It's a little farther out than Hartford, but not too far.
Yeah, it's like the Berlin Turnpike around there.
So a stadium, we went down there, and unbeknownst to us, this was an 18 and over place, so Pete's brothers were, you know, they were all under 21, so we may have set up a situation where they could easily get what they wanted. That aside, we didn't realize that one of the individuals that came with us apparently has medication that he takes because he's prone to seizures.
Oh, boy.
Well, he thought he was going to be drinking, so he took his medication way early in the day. And by that time, it wore off. And then at one point, I guess towards the end of the night, he had a seizure. Completely shut down the club about an hour early.
Oh.
And they had to cart him to the hospital. And when he came, so we had to go wait for him. We had to pull him out. He had rug burns all over his face.
Explain that.
And and we were like, I guess we have to wait for him.
I guess we have to wait.
That was the last time we ever took them out with us. Oh. Although when we did our Montreal road trip, Pete's brother and one of his friends did come with us. That was interesting. Yeah, the other thing's the last night I think he drank, actually. Pete's brother drank. I think that was his last week in drinking.
Yeah. Well, when you take medication like that, you're really not supposed to drink.
Well, yeah, no, that wasn't Pete's brother. But Pete's brother got so bad. He was, like, trashed by, like, Saturday afternoon when we were up in Montreal. We were told that he had to leave. We went to, like, one of the strip bars or whatever, and we were told that he couldn't stay there because he couldn't keep his head up.
Ugh.
Not to mention he also developed a bloody nose that wouldn't stop bleeding.
Oh.
And yeah. Unfortunately, it was, like, March when we went up, so it was freezing cold. It's like we picked the worst set of circumstances to go.
Ugh.
So, I got some winners and losers for you this week.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to do the losers first now.
Okay.
I have an honorable mention. An honorable mention loser, right. Because every time he opens his mouth, he proves he's a loser. That would be Ted Nugent.
I didn't hear anything new about him. What do you say now?
He weighed in on the whole Ferguson situation.
Which he shouldn't.
Yeah, no, he went off on some bizarre tirade and, like, whatever he opens his mouth, he's an idiot.
I get upset about this because I'm an 80s child, you know, late 80s, early 90s, right? And that song, that one song I like that I don't know if he sings on it, but he does the guitar solo, is that High Enough song.
Oh,
I don't remember who, it's like a, you know, one of those hair bands and did it. And
Damn Yankees?
Yes, Damn Yankees.
Don't ask me why I know that.
Right, yeah. So I love that song. It comes on the radio every once in a while. I'm singing along. But he ruins it for me now because I see the video in my head and I see him do the guitar solo and I'm like, damn you, Ted Nugent. I like this song. But I don't want to like it anymore because he's in it.
Yeah. Well, I for me, the big losers of this week is the Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
Everything coming out. This is a bad week to be involved in that organization.
Yeah. Well, the director resigned.
Resigned, as well as she should have.
And we got a new one, an Irish guy.
Oh, wow.
I will say, I have confidence in him. There's two things we take seriously. Drinking and protecting people. So I have no problem with this guy. He should be fine. He's the interim director, though, so.
I mean, basically, it came out there's two major things that came to light that got screwed up. One, I guess someone actually, I guess the jumper actually made it into the White House.
Made it into the East Room.
And apparently the other issue that came to light, I don't know if you heard about that one, was the
elevator incident.
Yeah, the elevator incident.
They had an armed felon
in the elevator with the president. Elevator
with the president, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably two things that shouldn't have happened.
Right, here's the thing, Secret Service. You have one job, okay? I understand that you are the only protection agency that is not under the Justice Department. I understand you're under the Treasury Department, so maybe they don't know what they're doing. I'm not sure, but you have one job when you're on the president's detail, and that is to protect the president of the United States of America, arguably the most important person in the entire world. He has the most power to do things, and he could basically decimate the whole world if he wanted to. I would hope that there's steps in place so he couldn't do that. But, you know, they let W be there for 8 years, and who knows what's happening there. So, do your job. Like, what the hell?
That is a crappy job, though, when you think about it, because basically you're signing on to die for the president.
No, you know what a crappy job is? You want to know what the crappy job is? Being the guy that's assigned to the former president.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
He's not the president anymore, and you still got to protect him. You still got to die for him.
Yeah.
I'm not dying for W. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know,
I would definitely let the shooter get him.
Here's the thing, and I don't know if this is true what I heard or not, but they were saying that they have dogs that, and the people didn't want to let the dogs out because they thought it might, you know, hurt the guy who jumped the fence. Did you hear this?
What hurt him? I don't care. He jumped the fence. Hurt him.
As far as I'm concerned, that's why you have the dogs.
That's why you have a dog. They're German shepherds. Like,
I would have been itching for the day.
Dog doesn't get to do much. Yeah. Let him do his job.
If I was the one who had to control the dogs at the White House, I would leave the gate open, begging someone to come in so I could let those dogs.
Come on, this is going to be fun.
So I could let those dogs out, because that would be, I'd just be waiting for it. Every day, I'd be like,
I got the song in my head. Who let the dogs out?
You know, I'd be looking for that cameras, and if I just see as soon as I even see someone looking,
flicker,
go.
He went 1 inch over the line. Go.
Remember the Magnum where they let the Dobermans out? That's exactly what it would have been. I've been Higgins. Call me Higgins at the White House.
Go for it.
Do you have any losers, or should I move on to my winners?
Well, I have another situation where I'm not sure who's the loser in this. I think they're both losers, and I'm not sure who's the biggest loser.
Okay,
so we've heard the story now that Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon are getting divorced, okay?
All right, I'll weigh in on after you on who the bigger loser is.
All right, so Nick Cannon apparently this week got he had a big Mariah tattoo on his back, and he got it covered up with a Jesus tattoo, some kind of religious tattoo over the Mariah tattoo. So, all right, I'm not sure if that's an upgrade tattoo or not, because I don't understand the whole Jesus on you thing. Like, it's weird. But, okay.
Wait, I'm just trying to come to... He actually got a tattoo of Mariah Carey on his back.
It was some sort of Mariah tattoo on his back.
All right.
He made bad judgment calls. I mean, he got married to her in the first place. So, and you haven't heard much from Mariah about this whole thing. So,
I think she's moved on.
I'm sure she has.
Yeah.
But, and she has the kids and everything. So, I think Nick Cannon ends up being the bigger loser.
Oh, he is a bigger loser.
I think he does.
He's a bigger loser when he married her. He has no talent. He's got to be the least talented person to be so successful. I think,
you know, I'm a creative
he might
genius.
Have less talent than Ryan Seacrest.
Does he have less talent than Kanye?
Well, Kanye's a creative genius, and that's where I'm going to put in my Kanye drop.
You know, I'm a creative genius.
Kanye, don't get me started on Kanye.
What about Paris Hilton? Would you rather Hank be stuck in an elevator for 6 hours with Nick Cannon or Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton, no question.
Seriously?
I've seen the tape.
And solely have to talk to them.
You know what? I would still say Paris Hilton. You know why? Because I would just fuck with her nonstop.
Oh, that's true. She wouldn't realize it.
She wouldn't realize it. I would have such a freaking time. All right.
Okay. All right. So Nick Cannon lost that one. So so Paris Hilton or Justin Bieber?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this one, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
I'm going to say Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Because Justin Bieber ain't leaving the elevator.
Wow. Okay.
I'd come out a hero.
You would. Not to the Canadians. You'd never be able to go to Canada again.
I don't know. I think Canada's glad that they're...
Yeah. Wipe their hands off. They're trying to make us keep them.
Yeah. Well, Bieber not Canadian. He's American. No, but honestly, if it was going to be a conversation type thing, I wasn't allowed to inflict bodily harm to anybody, it would be Paris Hilton over Bieber.
Really?
Yeah.
I find her so annoying.
She's annoying, but I mean, what am I going to... At least then I can mess with her. Bieber's just a dick.
All right. Paris Hilton or Kim Kardashian? She's the one married to Kanye.
Yeah, I know who Kim Kardashian is. Sadly enough, I'm still going to say Paris Hilton.
Wow.
Kim Kardashian annoys me. Kim Kardashian's more annoying. Like, if the choice was Paris Hilton versus Khloe, I would probably choose Khloe.
Well, I think she's the nicest one.
Yeah, I could hang out with her. But Kim Kardashian, she would... Because, you know, she's going to talk about Kanye the whole fucking time. Or their freaking kid that they named North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they have another kid, are they going to name it South? So, fuck
it. But, yeah.
Or East.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah, it's sad that I would choose Paris Hilton over several people, but...
All right, I mean, I'm going to have to come up with more people next time. Those are just my
would
five
you, would you choose Kim Kardashian over Paris Hilton to hang out in an elevator with?
I think I might. That would be a bad day for me either way. But I think I might... I really can't stand Paris Hilton. Like, I really can't stand her.
You know what? Maybe... You know what it is, too? Is she's been out of the media for a while now, so maybe I don't fully realize how annoying she is. Because I just remember when she was doing that stupid-ass show, was it The Simple Life?
Yeah.
And Nicole Richie, I'd rather hang out with her than...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Nicole Richie seemed really cool.
She was married, or is married, to Benji Madden.
I don't know who these people are. But, so maybe I'm because she hasn't been in the spotlight a lot lately, I don't know.
I just find her so annoying and blonde. I think it's the blonde that does it.
I'm just gonna stop right there. So
okay. So who's your winner for
winner this week? Is a gentleman by the name of Chris Roberts. You're saying, who's Chris Roberts? He is a creator of Wing Commander, who I guess as of this week has over a 2-year period raised $55 million for his new video game. Wow. And I guess if you raise $55 million, you're pretty much a winner.
Yeah. Sounds like a winner.
There's a couple. I didn't really find a lot of good winners. I guess an honorable mention would be Apple employees because they're getting a bunch of more benefits.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that. But other than that, like I said, $55 million, I'd have to give them that. And maybe Harrison Ford, because I heard they're looking to do maybe two more indie movies.
Yeah. I didn't like the new one.
You didn't like Crystal Skull?
No.
I didn't like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. I hope they don't bring him back. Did he die? Hopefully he died.
He didn't die, but...
I don't remember. It was so bad, I can't remember.
I can't see them bringing him back, ever.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I would have to say my winner of the week is McDonald's, because even though they have crappy food, I keep going because I want those Monopoly pieces. Give me Short Line Railroad.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
No. I also bought my Mega Millions tickets for today.
What's it up to?
$120 million. It's got to be a cash out of maybe like $55 million.
Yeah,
that's
enough to call it quits, right?
That's definitely enough to call it quits. My wife has all these ideas, all these charities we're going to give money to. And I'm like, yeah, sure. after I invest it and go on my world tour, we'll see what's left.
When the Powerball gets up to that like that $300 million mark, my wife's the same way. She says she wants to be a philanthropist and donate this. I'm like, yeah, we can do that or not.
Well, it wasn't really an argument, it was a discussion with someone today, because their theory was they don't play it when it gets to be that high because they have less of a chance to win it. And my theory is you have less of a chance of winning the entire prize when more people play it. But the odds are the same whether or not you're actually going to hit the numbers, no matter if one person plays it or a million people
play. Are they
play
mathematically challenged?
I don't think they were thinking their concept through.
Okay.
When I explained it my way, they agreed with me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the odds are the odds.
Yeah.
There might be a better chance that someone splits the pot with you.
Yeah.
Although I don't even know technically if that. I would have to talk to my PhD friend. I have a friend who's got a PhD in mathematics. I can have him explain that to me, how, you know, how these odds work. Cause there's, if you buy five tickets versus one ticket, how that affects, it's not quite, you're not five times as likely to win, but, you know, it's some freaking, like I said, I didn't really care about that, so.
Right. Now, each ticket you buy has the same chance of winning as the next ticket you buy.
Okay. So.
But if I do win Mega Millions, I'll have you know, I will definitely, be taking this podcast to the next level. We'll get our own little studio where we can record it.
Well, I've been looking into seeing getting a little mixer so we can each get our own mics or something.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Because right now what we have is one USB mic thrown in the middle of a table for up to two or three people, depending who's recording.
Yeah, and Joe, like, always leans back in his chair and is so soft when he talks.
So
we need to get him one of those mics that attaches to his shirt.
What we got to do is get his ass here.
That's true.
And get him to do some damn homework.
Exactly. Yeah, he's bad with homework.
You know.
You didn't send me any homework this week.
No, I didn't send you any homework this week. I was going to send you something, but I...
But I'm on, like, all the time, yeah. So...
No, we with Shannon, we just wind her up and let her go.
Yeah.
I
didn't really have any rants this week. Yeah. I did rant about stuff at work, but I don't feel like I should talk about that right now.
What I feel like doing sometimes is texting your wife to see what the hot buttons to hit for you are, and I'll just throw them out there.
You definitely should do that.
I'm tempted.
It happens every once in a while, and then I'll forget about it, and I'll be like, oh, I should have talked about that.
Yeah. So, the only thing I'm going to say is, again, our email address, podsmack1@gmail.com. Email us what your favorite late night bar coming out of the bar snack is, and we will enter you, if we get your email, into one of our next movie ticket drawings. Any emails, participation, we enjoy, and we try to give back to those who participate. And right now, so far in the next contest, it's just Lauren.
Yep. Lauren, you have 100% odds of winning this contest so far.
As of today.
As of right now.
Now, this isn't the one, and update. If we have an episode, I'm not sure what our situation is for next weekend, recording-wise. I was told I'm going to be forced
into
manual. Yeah, I'm going to try to swing it and convince. But we're supposed to draw the winner for the last contest
next week. I'm available next week, but the week after, I have a craft fair. So if anybody would like to meet me in person, I'll be at the Trinity Methodist Church on Saturday the 18th. Selling my craft wares.
What will you be peddling?
I'll be peddling some canned goods. I've got some apple butter, some salsa. I'm probably going to have some pie in a jar, some things like that. My wife has several crafty, cards and stuff like that she's going to be peddling. So it's during the day. I think it's still 4 o'clock. We'll be having an outside table. And you can also meet my very cute little son. So,
I mean... Theoretically, I don't know if you remember, we were talking about doing something on the 17th for the thing?
Yes.
I don't know if we're going to be able to swing that or not at this point.
Yeah, I will have Sam that night.
Yeah. So. However, I don't know when I might postpone that your and Joe's rematch until November. I want to come up with some good stuff. But I'm thinking it's coming up. Maybe you want 25th. If you're available and I can get Joe available, you want to do like a Halloween episode?
Halloween?
It's the weekend before Halloween.
Do we get to come in costume?
If you'd like. I was thinking we can do a Halloween-themed show. I'm probably the only one who believes in ghosts, so that would probably ruin it for everyone else.
Yeah, I don't believe in ghosts, so.
See, I've had a ghost encounter, so.
Yeah, good for you. Psychotic break.
I'm not the only one who witnessed it. I'm just saying.
All right.
Anyway, so we...
Oh, speaking of ghost encounters, there's another thing that happened this week. So the Mexican government released this video where they said they saw a ghost or Cromaca. It's either one of two things. Old videos tends to layer the video on top of one another. So it could be that, or it could be a freaking bug that ran across the lens. Because we have that happen all the time at my work.
Did you watch? So you saw the video? I didn't watch the video.
I watched the video. It's not a freaking ghost, Mexico. Okay? There's no ghosts. Cut it out.
What do you think of the ghost hunters?
I'll watch the Ghost Hunters because there's no ghosts, so why there should be a Ghost Hunter show?
All right.
I don't believe in paranormal activity. I'm Irish. You either got to show me stuff or not show me stuff.
Well,
it probably has to happen to me in order for me to believe in that.
All right. Well, I'll save this for the Halloween episode. I'll get you some interesting video and what have you, and we'll talk about some stuff. So you're not into, you don't buy into the whole Ouija board and
no,
you know, that
I don't
stuff.
Watch scary movies. There's a Ouija board movie coming out. I don't watch scary movies. They don't scare me, so.
Well, you got scary movies and you have gory movies.
I don't watch either of them.
Yeah. Scary movies, Sixth Sense, you didn't find that wasn't a scary movie?
It wasn't scary, first of all, and I knew exactly what happened, 10 minutes into the movie. I knew what the deal was.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Anyways, we're going to wind up. I just want to say a couple other things. One, remember, anyone who's listening to the show, I want you to, after, because our show usually comes out on a Sunday or Monday.
Yep.
Tuesday, our friends at the Hot Coffee Podcast, they come out on, they release theirs on Tuesday. Download and listen to their show. We correspond with them quite often. At least I correspond with them quite often. They're really good guys. So go ahead and listen to them. And I guess that's it.
All right. Joe Jones.
Joe Jones. Mucho gusto, me llamo Bradley. I'm horny, open Ron Jeremy. And if you want to get popped in your knee, just wipe that look off your body face. You hate me cause I got what you need, a pretty little daughter that we call Mixie. Yes. If you wanna get beat physically, it will be over in a minute if you. So she told me to come over and I took that trip. And then she pulled out my mushroom tip. And when it came out, it went and drip, drip, drip. I didn't know she had the G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip. And it went, and the girl caressed me down, and that's that loving sound. And it went, and the girl caressed me down, and that's that loving sound. When I kiss Mixie, she makes me feel horny. The type of lover with the sensitivity. When she kissed my neck and tickled me fancy, she gave me the right kind of love on a Sunday morning. En el otro lado es donde viví, con un mijita que se llama Mexi. Su hermana sí me